Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. General Mark Milley, if you don't know how I feel about him, he is a disgrace to his uniform. If he had any integrity, he'd just go ahead and quit now. He'd resign. He has none. And neither does his boss, so his job is going to be safe. But he is a traitor who should be rotting in prison. And right now, instead, he is the toast of cable news and leftist social circles. He is the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, actively. And in that position, he subverted the Constitution and explicitly violated his oath and attempted to subvert the chain of command of the United States while pledging to our enemy that he would give them a heads up if necessary. When I was in the Army and in Germany, I made the cutoff score to be a sergeant, but I was never a non-commissioned officer in Germany. But in Germany, we had something called a CEOI, Communications Electronics Organizational Instructions. This was your radio frequencies, it was your call signs, it was your challenges, it was your replies. If I had signed for a CEOI, which is a ComSec material, Communication Security Material, and I get the CEOI, and then I go out into the field and I do the field exercise, and then I lose a page of the CEOI. Because when I turn them in, you turn in the CEOI into something called the vault. And it was an underground bunker that would have withstood anything that would have happened around us. And everybody had them for these CEOIs. And when every battalion, when they went through them, if they were missing a page, at first they would go through them, then they go through them again. Then they'd be calling you up. They'd find out who had signed for the CEOI, because each one would be set up based upon your job slot. So, you know, if you were like a sergeant in charge of the scouts, you got this CEOI. Losing a page to the CEOI would put you in jail. Put you in jail. People have been executed for a lot less than what Milley did. And it was justified when they were executed. He called General Li Zhaosheng of the PLA Army to reassure him the U.S. would not make any moves against China, pretty much no matter what. And that's bad enough. That's treasonous behavior in and of itself. But Milley went further, assuring the communist leader, General Li, you and I have known each other for now 5 years. If we're going to attack, I'm going to call you ahead of time. It's not going to be a surprise. And there is, in plain English, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the top military advisor to the President of the United States of America, swearing to an enemy of the country a freedom that he will tip off if the United States, for whatever reason, was going to attack China. He's putting U.S. troops in jeopardy. He's putting the future of the country in jeopardy of getting them killed on behalf of the Chinese communists. It's called aiding and abetting. And in this particular application, this is treason. And he actually does have the blood of American troops on his hands, you know, this is coming from CNN, just 8 days after the 2020 election, then President Donald Trump was so determined to end the war in Afghanistan during his presidency that he secretly signed a memo to withdraw all troops by January 15, 2021. That didn't happen because of Mark Milley. That means the withdrawal of troops from Afghanistan, which could have been completely and quickly done during the winter non-fighting season, was blocked, giving the responsibility to Joe Biden so he could take credit for it, but he wasn't up to the task. And now there's 13 dead American soldiers or Marines because the Biden administration, General Milley, couldn't do their job properly. Their blood is on Biden and Milley's hands. And unsurprisingly, the unelected general imposing his will on policy by thwarting that of the duly elected president and coordinating with our enemies is not enough to lose the trust of Joe Biden. Because he'll just say, sure, Milley's a traitor, but he's our traitor. The president's spokesmodel, Ginger Goebbels, Jen Psaki, a.k.a. Ginger Goebbels, said Wednesday that Milley has Biden's complete confidence that he will follow the Constitution. Surprisingly, nowhere in the Constitution does it give an unelected bureaucrat, military or otherwise, the authority to overrule or end run around the elected president. And this begs the question whether or not Biden would be fine with Milley undermining his authority should Milley find himself in disagreement with this president. And this is, of course, hypothetical and unlikely to happen because Milley is a man of the left. If he were not, he would not have been retained by Biden's handlers. And were parties reversed and Milley had coordinated with an enemy against a Democrat president, Democrats would be calling for his head. Republicans would too, by the way. But since Milley was doing the bidding of the left against Orange Man Bad, he faces no consequences. No leftist will. Black Lives Matter / Antifa were responsible for almost 50 murders. Billions of dollars in damages, tried to kill hundreds of police officers, beat the hell out of countless random people for the crime of wanting to protect their property, and the charges brought against them were minimal at best. Every leftist who rioted on Inauguration Day 2017 had their charges summarily dropped without any real explanation. Leftists do not face justice for their action, for their violations of the law. Why would Mark Milley be any different? And the truth is, he's not. He has gotten away with it already. He will be in his job till he doesn't want to be in his job anymore. And moronic leftists like Joe Scarborough will sing his praises, pretending he was contacting China to warn them not to try anything against the United States, rather than the reality that he'd promised to tip them off if we did anything. Now, granted, Joe was dumb enough to marry Mika Brzezinski, I guess third wife's a charm, but even he can't be that dumb to believe this spin, can he? He can. They all can. And they are. But their stupidity doesn't really change reality. It can't change reality. Mark Milley committed treason against the United States of America. No matter what you want to do, there's no amount of spin that can do away with that. None. And they'll sit there and they'll continue to, you know, the highest confidence and all this other nonsense. And in the meantime, our military will continue to root out extremism and, embrace it, you know, trying to examine white rage. And Li Zhaosheng and Mike Milley, maybe they'll have coffee sometime soon. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release. loose or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. Immunity, according to the CDC website, is protection from an infectious disease. If you're immune to a disease, you can be exposed to it without getting infected. They explain that immunity to a disease is achieved through the presence of antibodies to that disease in a person's system. These antibodies are disease-specific. There are two types of immunity, active and passive. Active immunity results when exposure to a disease organism triggers the immune system to produce antibodies to that disease, which occurs through infection with the actual disease, resulting in natural immunity or introduction of a killed or weakened form of the disease organism through vaccination. Now, those of you who've already had COVID-19, you have that active immunity. But COVID has added a twist to the vaccine concept by using messenger RNA rather than attenuated virus to create immunity. This is a new approach to vaccination, and if validated as safe and effective, opens the door to disease prevention on a previously unimaginable scale. But with all new technologies like self-driving cars, the proof is in the pudding. In addition, breakthrough infections on the rise challenge the definition of immunity as being exposed without being infected. This would explain the CDC's recent decision to change the definition of vaccine from immunity to only protection, which means that based upon every definition of the word vaccine, what we've taken, I took it, what we have taken, wasn't a vaccine. They've changed the definition of vaccine from immunity to only protection. These immunology basics are taught in high school biology classes. And if it's understandable to teenagers, they should be clear to the medical establishment and the leaders of our national health institutions. And yet, Dr. Anthony Fauci appears to struggle with these basic concepts, as he had difficulty discussing natural immunity in a recent interview with CNN's Dr. Sanjay Gupta. I must add that the standard and unfortunately necessary disclaimer that I'm not anti-vaccine, I have had it. I think I was vaccinated, I've been vaccinated since Christmas. And I'm not trying to give you medical advice. If you want, if vaccine's out there, you should make your decision to take it or not. It appears to me, based upon my experience, that the current vaccines reduce the risk of severe COVID illness. And for those with the highest risk, the elderly and the comorbidities, it makes good sense to me. But, once again, it's up to you. Now, here's some of the transcript from the Gupta Ouchie Fauci exchange. Gupta, and just real quickly, there was a study that came out of Israel about natural immunity, and basically the headline was that natural immunity provides a lot of protection, even better than the vaccines alone. What do people make of that? So as we talk about vaccine mandates, I get calls all the time. People say, I've already had COVID, I'm protected, and now the study says maybe even more protected than the vaccine alone. Should they also get the vaccine? How do you make the case to them? Fauci. That's a really good point, Sanjay. I don't have a really firm answer for you on that. That's something that we're going to have to discuss regarding the durability of the response. The one thing that that paper from Israel doesn't tell you is whether or not as high as the protection is with the natural infection, what's the durability compared to the durability of a vaccine? So it is conceivable that you get infected, you're protected, but you may not be protected for an indefinite period of time. Well, what the Israel study actually found was that fully vaccinated individuals are 27 times more likely to become COVID-infected and symptomatic, and 7 times more likely to be hospitalized compared to those unvaccinated but with natural immunity. That's what they found. And these results suggest that natural immunity has a far more, it's It's hardy. It's more robust than the vaccine immunity, which is what Gupta was asking Fauci about. I wonder if Gupta will be reported to a state medical board for asking this question, this horrible question. A July report by Israel's health ministry described recent COVID cases. Fewer than 1% were among individuals previously infected and recovered, while 40% involved those who were vaccinated, contradicting the media-driven pandemic of the unvaccinated narrative. And Fauci acknowledged that that was a really good point, but had no firm answer to explain it. And if Fauci were told that seatbelts reduce the risk of death from car crashes by 45%, is he going to brush it off by the same way by saying there's no firm answer to explain it? But he then went on to question the durability of protection from natural versus vaccine immunity. And while no one can predict the future with absolute certainty, we do have a pretty good idea of durability. We have historical cases of SARS, S-A-R-S. We have that. And Dr. Fauci's employer, the NIH, announced in January 2021, the immune systems of more than 95% of people who recovered from COVID-19 had durable memories of the virus up to 8 months after infection. And at that time, COVID had been prominently on the scene since March 2020, 10 months previously. Allowing time for the NIH to gather data and report it, in essence, they're saying that thus far, immunity in the infected has not waned. Another study, published in the prestigious journal Nature, demonstrated that T-cell immunity in patients recovering from 2003 SARS, which is similar to the current SARS-CoV-2 infection, was still robust 17 years post-infection. And this study was performed 17 years after the 2003 SARS outbreak, meaning that that immunity showed no signs of waning to date and could potentially last a lifetime. And while antibodies may fade below the limit of detection within 2 to 3 years, T-cell immunity likely lasts far longer. And this immunity from 2003 displayed robust cross-reactivity to the N protein of SARS-CoV-2, our current scourge. So why is this important? Well, there's 6 coronaviruses that can infect humans. 4 cause a common cold, 2 cause severe pneumonia, and all the coronaviruses trigger antibody and T-cell responses in infected individuals. That's why. But hey, Fauci doesn't have a firm answer on that one. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FAA has grounded a drone that was shooting video of up to 11,000 illegal immigrants sheltering under a bridge along the border with Mexico. The FAA putting a 2-week flight restriction over Del Rio, Texas, late Thursday. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz says people need to know what's going on at the U.S.-Mexico border.
It is the most horrific thing I've ever seen. It is packed in as a mass of humanity. They take your breath away because it just goes on and on and on. Infants, little children, people, people struggling enormously.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. According to a AAA survey, the national average for a gallon of regular gasoline up 0.3 cents to $3.19 a gallon. USA Radio News. A number of Americans and Afghan allies in the U.S. remain in Afghanistan. One woman, who gave her name as Julie, has been a U.S. citizen for at least 16 years, is still there. She spoke about how she's feeling with Fox News.
I just plan to get married here to have life with my family and get back there. The Taliban coming and everything is changing.
Almost half of Americans are still unvaccinated against COVID-19, and the CDC is doing everything they can to get more shots in people's arms. Northwestern Medicine Infectious Disease Professor Dr. Robert Murphy explains what's being done during the White House coronavirus briefing.
Our COVID-19 community corps and other local organizations are doubling down on their outreach, doing town halls and having the one-on-one conversations that we know are critical to getting people the information they need about vaccines.
USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. Once upon a time, the sole motivation for joining the armed forces was patriotism. The fervor for the well-being of the nation was such that individuals were willing to make supreme sacrifices, including laying down their lives. Now for the General Milley story that hit headlines a day, days ago. The following is an extract from Bob Woodward's recent book, Peril. And we get this. Well, it's basically the same thing that I've been saying for the last two or three days. After January the 6th, though, General Lee Zhaosheng of the People's Liberation Army, he was a little spooked by this. I'm almost certain that's not true. But that's the claim that was made in the book. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs told General Lee that the president had suffered a mental decline after the election. And there's a lot of things to this. Now, his Secretary of Defense, Trump's Secretary of Defense, Christopher Miller, said that he did not sign off on a call from Milley to his Chinese counterpart. And Miller added that Milley's action represents a disgraceful and unprecedented act of insubordination by the nation's top military officer. While he's out there saying that all of this is routine, none of this is routine. None of this is routine. Normally, now it's not to say that generals don't make phone calls to each other now. I'm not trying to say that. What I'm trying to say is when they make a phone call to each other, what happens from that is that normally that's because there's a thing going on where all the players are involved. So going back to the basics, the main function of almost all the personnel of the armed forces is not devising military strategies or fighting wars. It is to defend and maintain the republic, to maintain democracy within the country. Since 300 million plus people cannot all run the country, they lend power to an individual through their votes. A duly elected president is hence authorized to conceive, plan, and implement the policies, and he gets that mandate to do it by getting elected. The armed forces has to always function as a watchdog, which is on alert for even the slightest attempt to subvert the constitutional process. A military officer must always be loyal to the president and assiduously follow orders. If circumstances arise where a military officer has a vehement difference from his commander-in-chief, he can voice his opinion and expound his reason for disagreement, and that may change the commander-in-chief's mind. But if the nature of the disagreement is so strong the officer feels like he will not be able to follow orders, he has no option but to resign. The military officer can inform his superiors in the civilian leadership if he senses the possibility of a crisis. He can always voice his differences later, provided no state secrets are divulged. He can always join politics, run for office, and become a policymaker himself. But under no circumstance does a military officer have the right to circumvent civilian leadership and act according to what he deems right. George Bernard Shaw once said, "I never expect a soldier to think." And that could be that may sound like a derisive remark to some people, but in this situation, it's correct. The job of each and every individual in the armed forces is to follow orders from their commander-in-chief. Reacting to the news in a written statement, Milley's spokesman, Colonel Dave Butler, said Milley acted within his authority as the most senior uniformed advisor to the president and to the Secretary of Defense. Now, despite Bob Woodward's dubious record, his account of Milley appears to be factual, else Milley would have issued a detailed denial. Which leaves us with two open questions now. Why did Milley feel empowered to go rogue and even warn a foreign adversary? And why was Milley so confident about his anti-democratic actions that he would talk about it to Woodward? And this is a swamp problem. Over decades, the swamp has grown to the extent that it no longer respects the will of the people. In fact, it has disdain for you. It functions solely to serve its own interest to maintain the status quo. To maintain the status quo, its denizens present to the public with myriad candidates from various parties to create an illusion of variety. Once elected, the individual may move a little to the left or a little to the right, but if they attempt any drastic changes, the swamp will strike back with a vengeance. The Bushes may sound and appear very different from Bill Clinton, while Barack Obama may sound like an idealist. And the public is fooled into thinking that real changes are about to occur. But if you scrutinize their policies, there's very little difference. And when they leave office, they show their true colors. They even sound alike. And the same set of problems remains unresolved for decades, and the same group of people get paid handsomely to resolve them. And the likes of General Milley, who are the masters of the swamp, are the ones in charge, while the elected official is often just a rubber stamp. Then an individual like Trump is elected solely due to the will of people from a grassroots movement, and the disapproving swamp places innumerable obstacles to prevent his ability to bring about any major change, which he still does anyway. And in a functioning democracy, Milley would have been summarily dismissed and be court-martialed for attempting to subvert democracy. Unsurprisingly, quite the opposite has occurred. The reaction from within the swamp has been that of endorsement of his actions. Biden has said he has a great confidence in Milley. And Milley obviously knew this would be the case, which gave him confidence to brag about it. But, like I said earlier, it's very unlikely that we will see any sort of suffering from this particular episode. But we have a new rule, and acts bordering on treason are no longer punishable. However, walking down the street without a mask is almost certainly a grave offense. The precedent that is being set here should frighten everybody looking at this stuff. Because for every action, there is an equal but opposite reaction. And they don't see that. They don't see it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners.
Lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. That's the home of the binary trigger, the Salute line, the militia line, Providence, Reformation. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Douglas MacArthur was one of the nation's greatest generals. In his time, there was no more revered, lauded, and beloved a military figure. And he existed in a time when the generals were celebrities. The World War II generals, they were celebrities. He graduated first in his class at West Point, where after servicing World War I, he served as its superintendent. During World War II, he was promoted to the rank of General of the Army in 1944. This is a five-star general. His stars are arranged in a little circle. And he was given command of all Army forces in the Pacific. On September 2, 1945, it was MacArthur who accepted Japan's unconditional surrender, ending the war. And following the surrender, he served as the military governor of Japan, helping to usher in a modern government and economy. When North Korea invaded South Korea in June 1950, it was MacArthur whom Truman put in command of the UN forces to repel the invasion and prevent South Korea from falling to communism. It was, after all, a no-brainer. After MacArthur drove the North Korean forces back across the 38th parallel, the official demarcation line between the North and the South, beginning with a brilliant landing at the Incheon Harbor, the Communist Chinese sent massive forces into Korea in support of the North and drove the UN forces back below the 38th parallel and into South Korea. And after recovering, MacArthur once again commanded his forces to send the army back into North Korea. Unfortunately, for MacArthur, he had an ego to match his brilliant military acumen. It was this brash and flamboyant side that resulted in his being unceremoniously relieved of command of the UN forces. Truman's stated policy was for a more limited war in Korea to limit casualties and not risk a third world war. MacArthur disagreed with this policy and wanted to expand the conflict to continue the advance into China. And he said so publicly. In doing so, arguably, the poster boy of World War II, he defied the commander-in-chief, President Truman, and he was deemed to have threatened the civilian-military control balance. For this transgression, and for a few others that, you know, Truman had noticed, he removed MacArthur from his command for insubordination on April 11th, 1951. And in a statement made to the American people regarding the firing, Truman explained he had done it so that there would be no doubt or confusion as to the real purpose and aim of our policy. He was basically stating, we, the civilians, are in charge and set the policy, not the generals. So we come to this. We come to where we are today. I can keep repeating ad nauseum to you what's going on, what happened. Milley also colluded with Nancy Pelosi and then Minority Leader Charles Schumer in the waning days of the Trump presidency to limit his ability as the constitutionally designated commander-in-chief by improperly inserting himself into the nuclear launch sequence. Now that was insubordinate. Absolutely insubordinate. But they arguably constitute conspiracy to commit treason as well. And they make what MacArthur did look like an infraction of failing to salute a superior officer. So let's weigh these, shall we? We have one of the greatest military leaders in our history of this country, and he's removed from the command of forces engaged in a shooting war for questioning the civilian war policy. And in contrast, Milley has not only spoke against policy, but he affirmatively acted against the sitting president. This warrants immediate removal from his post and also referral for court-martial. And if he were convicted, which he would be because he's basically admitted to doing it, he should be stripped of rank and dishonorably discharged. 70 years ago, in 1951, that's exactly what would have occurred. Unfortunately, this is 2021, and given the degenerated mental acuity of the current commander-in-chief and the clown show that is his administration, it is unlikely that anything will happen to Milley. Congress, which is currently controlled by a bunch of power-hungry wannabe Marxist Democrats, who ironically once held a deep distrust of the military, will also sit idly by as the destruction of the Constitution by the military leadership continues. To paraphrase the late Senator Fritz Hollings, who, as old as Fritz was, he was never better than the junior senator, because the centurion Strom Thurmond was in place. I never knew Douglas MacArthur, and he was obviously no friend of mine, but rest assured nonetheless, General Milley is no Douglas MacArthur. If getting removed from command can happen to a great military leader and great American like Douglas MacArthur, this should definitely happen to the likes of General Mark Milley, without a doubt. It should be happening right now today. Now, one of the things that I have always thought, which this is the great mystery to me, and this it makes me wonder. So here we are. I've always thought that all of this leftist nonsense would never occur as long as weapons were still in the hands of Americans. Now, I do think that the fuses of a bunch of veterans are lit. I get that. I sense this right now. But at the same time, while I sense that their fuses are lit, I've always thought that they were going to wait till they had cinched up their monopoly on violence. And we're only going to get out here and do some of the things they wanted to do only when we were disarmed, whether peacefully or forcibly. Now, forcibly is not going to happen. Peacefully isn't going to happen. They may actually pass a law, but there's not going to be any compliance with it. And yet, apparently, beneath our, right in front of our noses, this has been going on for a while. And it's been going on within the military. That distresses me a great deal. But I will tell you this, and I will tell any Afghanistan veteran this or any Iraq veteran this, these guys, these clowns at the Pentagon, they're not the military. They're not the Army. They're not the Marines. The guys that are in there, these company-grade officers, these field-grade officers that run these troops, this is where our best are. And they can't even run that without trying to politicize that. So, I don't know. We'll see what we see. I'm waiting to see what emerges, because it just keeps getting better and better with this administration. The outrages just grow and grow. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.